This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's visit to Japan winding down with a banquet with new Emperor Naruhito. He also held a joint news conference with the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, where he said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's latest weapons tests haven't bothered him at all, adding he'd like to reach a deal with the North, but said he's not in a hurry. On a possible 2020 election opponent, the president says,
Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that.
It's Memorial Day 2019, when America remembers those who made the ultimate sacrifice. National Commander of the American Legion, Army veteran Brett Rystad says,
Memorial Day, unlike Veterans Day, is a day in which we recognize the sacrifices of those that served our country, those that died in the line of duty for our country.
This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Damage assessment continuing after the deadly tornado that struck El Reno, Oklahoma on Saturday night. The National Weather Service confirming an EF3 touched down near Highway 81 and Interstate 40 and traveled more than 2 miles in about 4 minutes. Two people died. At least 29 people were injured. He's admitted to thinking about it previously, and now the Libertarian Party is trying to recruit Republican Congressman Justin Amash to run for president. He recently became the first Republican to call for President Trump's impeachment after reading the full Mueller report. The Libertarian Party chairman says people in the party are working on getting him to switch parties to challenge Trump. Pope Francis says having an abortion is like hiring a hitman. Speaking at the Vatican during a weekend conference, the Pope asked rhetorically if it's legitimate to take a human life to solve a problem and whether it's legitimate to hire a hitman to solve a problem. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Authorities in Hawaii identifying the victim of a deadly shark attack off the shores of Maui yesterday as a California doctor. 65-year-old Thomas Smiley was killed when he was attacked by a shark about 60 yards offshore as he was swimming. He was from Granite Bay, California. Shark warning signs have since been put up in the area. One former CBS anchor speaking out against former management, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Former CBS Evening News anchor Scott Pelley isn't holding back about what he says cost him his job.
We've been through a dark period of the last several years of incompetent management and sort of a hostile work environment within the news division. I lost my job at the Evening News because I wouldn't stop complaining to management about the hostile work environment.
He was interviewed on CNN. Pelley is currently a correspondent for 60 Minutes. He says management changes have made all the difference. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
and the World Health Organization recognizing video game addiction as a mental health disorder called gaming disorder. It's defined as gaming that takes precedence over other interests in one's life, including one's health and daily activities. It will be included in the latest edition of the International Classification of Diseases. Well, when you're not gaming, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us as we are on Facebook Live this morning to do this special segment that I believe is especially important, if I might say that, this Memorial Day. You can see us on Facebook Live right now. Memorial Day is a hallowed day, I believe, sanctified by God and man to honor the men and women who served our country, believing in this great American experiment, really the true American dream, don't you think? You know, yes, we remember our military, along with those who may have served in a civilian capacity, who died for the sake of freedom, in support of our family members. So many stories yet to be known and told, believe me. And today is even more hallowed day for our Gold Star families who carry the weight of loss indescribable. We come together as one today in the name of your loved one, united in gratitude for their sacrifice of life and future experiences surrendered for all Americans, for them, their missed births, birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, grandchildren, and memories reserved for those in the land of the living. Now, if we could hear their voices today, I can't help but believe it would be a word of encouragement beyond the temporal and political mundane. They would remind us all of what is good in each of us and why we and our country, our ideal, was worth fighting and dying for. So for all of you, those who proudly wore the American uniform, the Gold Star families, and civilians who died in service to our country, we unite today as an expression of gratefulness and renewed vigilance for our liberty that you so bravely defended. May God's eternal blessings be upon you, the United States of America, and may freedom continue to ring loud and clear. That's my editorial and commentary on Memorial Day. As you've heard me say many times on the show, it is days like this that we need to pause and honor. I know there's lots of celebrations. There will be parades. This is also why we hesitate, in part because of what I just shared with you. I've always felt awkwardness in the salutation of Happy Memorial Day. Maybe we can be happy because of the freedom and liberties that we enjoy here in the country. But this day especially is so hallowed because of those that paid the ultimate price. Now, I'm saying this to help bring this day into perspective. Not that you should be walking around in some sort of eternal bummer. That's not what any of these men or women who died for us would want for us. They would want us to celebrate. But also, because of their humbleness, I would say, that they need to be honored in a very unique and special way. And remember what this country is all about. It's also why I remind all of us that this is a good time to read the U.S. Constitution. If it's been a while since you've engaged with it, it is such an awesome document, you know, when you think about it. The brilliance, everything associated with it. Can you imagine a white sheet of paper and you are writing the roadmap for a country like America? I mean, it was so profound and so significant. And yes, there was lots of discussion and, yes, argument, you might say, and people having their own ideas. I mean, this is why I think through the process of it all, our founding fathers realized that, you know, above all, freedom of speech was so important. To be able to express our ideas and to share with one another, that as a result of the sharing, that we would be better off, that we would have a better America. But when we're talking around, talking through, yelling and screaming with disrespect and foregoing what is the final goal of the conversation, then you have glimpses of America today, won't you say? Well, it's up to us. If change is going to happen, then we need to be the first ones to change in our civility and what we expect. And when people are out of line, they should be called on it. You know, whether it's the President of the United States, the Speaker of the House, all down. I mean, we can acknowledge and recognize when people are being incivil. That's not what this is all about. Yes, we can get excited and animated, but also we need to make sure that we're defending the right things and the ultimate call of our founding fathers, that of freedom. Freedom for all, not for a select few. There's no elitist group that was written into the U.S. Constitution. It was for all of us. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But it's up to us to maintain a vigilance worth fighting and dying for, as exampled by those who have gone before us, that we pause to remember and respect and honor them and the Gold Star families, as I mentioned. Can you imagine... You know, it is so hard to imagine. That's why I call it the indescribable weight of loss that is always there. You know, at every holiday, every misgraduation, every birth. You know, think about it. It is profound. And it is in that profundity that you can't help but be grateful to them. And grateful for one another. Because it was not only, you know, for them and their families, for all of us, that they sacrificed. And as I mentioned, even civilians who supported our country. Lots of stories. My brother just went to Europe. He had followed in the steps of our father, who in World War II was in the European theater with General Patton. He was there at the Battle of the Bulge. And he heard the stories firsthand from people who lived there that have passed down, you know, in France, for example. How they take care of, how they take it upon themselves to maintain the cemeteries there in honor of America. It is awesome. And the traditions and the stories that have been passed down from one generation to the next of how America saved their country by the grace of God and by the bravery of the men and women. And even the civilians who came in and supported, you know, maybe hiding a soldier, maybe providing food and sustenance to our military during those most difficult times. We are grateful for them, and they are all part of this incredible story that we remember on Memorial Day. So again, I remind you, it's a good time to read the Constitution and get together. I like the story that Daniel Krautheimer tells of his father. In fact, I think Juan Williams echoed it as well, that what they would do, and they would do this on 4th of July, and I've always believed, and Bruce Kaufman's going to be coming up a little bit later on, our favorite historian, syndicated columnist, that any holiday, whether it's Memorial Day, Veterans Day, that's a reminder for us to reconnect with our U.S. Constitution, to know what it is and why it is that we stand for this American idea. So I encourage you to get together, and as I was reminding you of in just a moment, about Daniel Krautheimer's story about his father, that on 4th of July they would all get together. There'd be maybe a dozen or so in the background, if I understand it correctly. And they would go around reading different parts of the Constitution in its entirety. I thought that was so cool, and what a great tradition that Daniel says that he will continue to maintain. But I think it's also one, if we can borrow from Charles Krauthammer and his legacy, and as a blessing that he's given us, and he's given us so many blessings, we are so blessed to have known him, even in an indirect sort of manner. But I would encourage you to do that today. Read the Constitution, share it with your friends in your backyard during your celebrations today.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here at Bill Martinez Live, we remember the sacrifices made on our behalf for our freedoms and freedoms for others around the globe. Thank you.
We can rest in peace, 'cause we are the chosen ones. We made it to Arlington.
We honor the fallen today on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you for joining us just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Yes, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Thank you for putting up with me and allowing me to share with you my thoughts and my heartfelt gratitude, you know, for the fallen. I say the military, and, you know, today as I was thinking about it, you know, I couldn't help but think of, you know, all the civilian support that we had as I was sharing with you, with my brother, going, you know, to Europe and following, you know, some of the steps that our father had walked during World War II. Most incredible. And hearing the anecdotal stories from people there and how they passed on from generation to generation the stories of how Americans came and freed them. Wow. I'll tell you, you know, when you pause for a moment and consider just how awesome that is, it's no wonder that we consider them the greatest generation. And it is in their memory that, you know, I know people ask me all the time, I said, Bill, what is it going to take, you know, for our country to come together? I said, I don't know. I mean, I can only hope. I mean, because you have the full spectrum of people of faith saying our country, if it ever needed a revival. And usually when things like, you know, when our country loses sight, it is generally people of faith who are there at the forefront to bring people together to refocus on that which is more important. As I say, it's not so temporal, you know, that will be here today, gone tomorrow, but those higher qualities of what life is all about. And like no other country, I mean, you think about it, like no other country is America, you know, able to experience this. You know, you can't tell me that they experienced this maybe in a different way in China. And, you know, if you're incarcerated, over a million people incarcerated in camps, they try to give you some sort of, you know, China spin about it. But there's no spin. I mean, these people are incarcerated. Oh, they're being retrained, they say. Oh, they have ways to retrain you. I mean, lest we be fooled. We hear what's going on. And we hear about the Christian persecution so extreme that we only hear a little bit of it. You know, you see evidences of even in Iraq where there were, you know, well over a million people of faith. It's all been obliterated. You know, areas, you know, we've interviewed people there who have family in Macedonia. Ancient Mesopotamia, that whose land has just been absolutely devastated. Homeowners, I mean, at one point they had homes that were valued at $500,000, $600,000. ISIS came in, took it all, so they could leverage it, so they could fund their terrorist activities. And again, this is just one minor story and things that are happening. But you think about what happens here in America, and we're fussing over socialism, we're fussing over, you know, a couple of dozen, you know, candidates, you know, to, you know, running for president right now. Hey, that's good. It's the American way. You know, we need to have an exchange of ideas. That's all good. Some of the other stuff is challenging, though, no doubt. You know, we spent all this money on the Mueller investigation, $65 million and counting, you know, last count. And that was as of last year. They're not even, you know, subtotaling what's been expended this year so far. But $65 million, $35 million just in Mueller alone. Then we had, you know, Senate investigations. We had, you know, House investigations. All that added up. $65 million. They all came up with an answer that, part of our country didn't want to hear, even to this day. Same thing like what happened in 2016. They didn't like the answer. 63 million people spoke up and said, hey, this is the answer for our country. And like you, I'm frustrated because I believe that we only have so much time. You know, it's not like it's unlimited. You know, this current president, you know, if he doesn't get reelected, he's got 18 months left. He gets reelected, okay, another 4, maybe 5 years. But even then, it's not even going to be that, because if what we're seeing right now is an indication of what is to come, and resistance and people doing everything for their own political party instead of we the people, you know, I don't know if we can endure this. And that's what I'm concerned about, is people might just say, look, I'm just going to throw up the white flag of surrender, let them have their way, and maybe, you know, we can go to each other's house again and just, you know, go along to get along, so to speak. It's not the American way, but that's the thing that's challenging us right now, especially on this Memorial Day, when you consider what some gave. They gave their very lives. Gave their very lives, gave them memories of birth and birthdays, as I mentioned earlier. I mean, when you think about that sacrifice and what others have given, you know, and our founding fathers, and this whole idea, this ideal of the American way of life, and look what it created within a short period of time. I mean, came out of nowhere. And here we are. The light on a shining hill, as Ronald Reagan put it. There's no question we're a magnet for people all over the world that would love to have the American way of life. And here we are. Sometimes they wonder. They go, why are you wasting it? Why are you doing that? And this is what we're doing right now that concerns me, is we're wasting our time when we could be about the people's business, whether it has to do with infrastructure, whether it has to do with immigration, getting it done right so that it's win-win for all concerned, that we're not, having people come to this country and dying at our border. You know, what's wrong with this? You know, this is not America. You know, and it's not America to have open borders to where people come in and disrespect our laws. Because if they disrespect our laws at the border, what's going to compel them to respect our laws once they're inside the country? And, of course, we hear time and again, Maria Espinoza, who's been on with us many times in the Remembrance Project, reminds us that we have illegals that come in, they don't respect our laws, so they don't respect our laws, they don't respect our people, they kill our people, and in some cases you have multiple felonies that they have done, and they're still running free in our country. What is wrong? What is wrong with us that we cannot get this straight to protect all Americans, to protect our own family members? What are we waiting for? You know, this is a government up for by we the people, which means that we are responsible for the government we have. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're taking notes. I really hope you're paying attention. And I understand, look, this thing is never ending. I mean, I started to put together kind of a vocabulary, for example, just on the Mueller account. You know, all the names and words that, you know, the whole expansion of our vocabulary relevant to this, it's no wonder people eyes glass over and some people just refuse to even hear about it. You know, I'm involved as a, you know, as a journalist and as one, an observer of the political process so that I can report to you from a biblical worldview. I'm sitting there trying to say, okay, God, what is this all about? You know, how do we reconcile this? As the theologian Karl Barth would say, he went to the pulpit with the paper in one hand, the Bible in the other. Okay, how do you reconcile these things? Yes, I know people of faith go, well, look at, you know, we know the last chapter, we win, it's all good. But meanwhile, you know, what about our kids? What about our grandkids? You know, what are they left with? You know, and not to mention them, but the rest of the world that has counted on America, our allies. Now, is everybody perfect? No, they're not. But we have the opportunity to be an influence for good. And in many ways, we have been. But right now, it's hard-pressed to be an influence for good with all this fussing that's going on. You know, we've got to get down to the truth, like really, the truth. We have to get down to the truth of the entire matter. I'm not talking Rachel Maddow's truth. I'm not talking, you know, the mainstream media's truth. I'm talking about the truth, God's truth, about what is going on with our country right now. It's my hope and prayer that we would all unite under that banner of truth and pursue it with everything that's in us so that truly what has happened to our country will not happen again, that we would continue to be what our founding fathers had hoped that we would be, and that is a force for good. I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. We've got Bruce Kaufman, yes, the one and only, our favorite historian, coming up next.
This report is brought to you by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. With Sleep Awareness Week underway, sleep expert and TV personality Dr. Raj Dasgupta is bringing to light an often misdiagnosed sleep disorder called narcolepsy. Narcolepsy is commonly thought of as an adult condition. However, symptoms commonly start before the age of 18 in childhood or adolescence.
The essential symptom of narcolepsy is excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS. This means you get overcome by an irresistible need to sleep during the day, and you can feel tired all the time. Everyone with narcolepsy has EDS.
However, EDS can be harder to identify in children, as it can look different from how it appears in adults. Adults may describe it as feeling fatigued or irritable. Children, however, may not be able to describe their symptoms. Some children may exhibit hyperactivity, problems paying attention, or behavioral changes. If you or your child may be experiencing symptoms of narcolepsy, it may be time to talk to a doctor. Visit morethantired.com to take the narcolepsy symptom screener and to find a sleep specialist near you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's visit to Japan winding down with a banquet with new Emperor Naruhito. He also held a joint news conference with the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, where he said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's latest weapons tests haven't bothered him at all, adding he'd like to reach a deal with the North, but said he's not in a hurry. On a possible 2020 election opponent, the president says,
Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that.
It's Memorial Day 2019, when America remembers those who made the ultimate sacrifice. National Commander of the American Legion, Army veteran Brett Rystad says,
Memorial Day, unlike Veterans Day, is a day in which we recognize the sacrifices of those that served our country, those that died in the line of duty for our country.
This is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is a day of remembrance, a day to honor, a sanctified day, a rather hallowed day across America today as we remember those that paid the ultimate price, and our favorite historian, Bruce Kaufman, yes, the one and only award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker, joins us now. Hey, Bruce, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing good, Bill, and I would say a happy Memorial Day to you and all your listeners, but I always thought it was kind of a bittersweet because we are honoring people who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms.
Exactly. As you and I have discussed before, Bruce, you know, as a salutation, we think of, you know, things of being like a happy Memorial Day. And you and I have talked about this, that it just doesn't feel right. And, you know, to say that. So we have tried to focus more on, as I spoke with American Legion commander, he says, you know, because I posed it to him. I said, this has been a search for years to try to come up with the right salutation. He says, remembering Memorial Day, remember more Memorial Day. You know, it's a bit preemptive, but it's okay. I like that better than happy Memorial Day, frankly.
I do, too. I do as well.
So we remember.
Yes, and I always, every Memorial Day, I think of the last line of the Star-Spangled Banner, which is, oh, say, can you see that Star-Spangled Banner yet wave, or the land of the free and the home of the brave. And I've always thought the reason that the land is free is because of the brave.
Exactly, without a doubt. And the thing is, you know, what brings this all in perspective, and I was doing a Facebook Live segment at the same time we were doing the first segment this morning, you know, over this issue, is that, you know, you think of the sacrifices and you know, the Gold Star families. And I said the weight of loss indescribable, Bruce, what the Gold Star families feel, not just today, but every day, you know, at missed graduations, births, birthdays, you know, things that are quite memorable in the land of the living that they are deprived of. And for that sacrifice, I believe that we owe it to them, as you say, in the spirit of our national anthem and other songs, patriotic songs, we might say, about our country, if we can be patriotic, is that, you know, we owe it to them and ourselves to get our acts together and quit fussing so much.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%, Bill. And, you know, it's one of the saddest things, and this is, it's kind of a, I don't know, it's a cliche, but how sad it is to bury your children, to bury your sons. I mean, the way nature works, the way God plans it is that, you know, the children bury their parents. And yet, because of the ultimate sacrifice that 1.3 million Americans have made in all of our wars, it is the parents burying their sons.
Yeah. It is an absolute heartbreak.
Yeah.
And if anything, we should be able to unite in their grief. And though they've gone through it, and it's like one said, you never get over it, you get through it.
Yep.
You know, so you just deal with that. And,
Yep.
And God bless them. But, you know, Bruce, the other thought that came up, and you would know this better, and I was looking forward to our conversation, is that, yes, we honor the military, but I believe we also need to honor those civilians, those that were not necessarily in uniform, that died in the war effort. I mean, you have, you know, civilians here in this country. You had civilians that, you know, served the military overseas. I think about the stories that you hear, particularly in, you know, the French countryside, where, you know, we have cemeteries that they maintain religiously. And this has been something that has been passed on to generation. And when you hear the love for America and their gratitude for Americans that saved them, in World War II, boy, I'll tell you, if that doesn't, if that doesn't touch your heart, then I don't know what will.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been to Normandy, and as you probably know, Bill, the cemetery there is U.S. territory. The U.S. cemetery in Normandy, France, is American territory. That is in gratitude for all the lives of that were lost. Freeing France from, as you know, France was occupied by Germany in the beginning of the war, and they suffered through that. But as you point out, there were one of the keys to our victory, one of the keys to the success of D-Day, was those civilians, those French civilians who were part of the resistance, who aided us, helped us communicate, helped us make sure that the Germans were misinformed about where D-Day was going to land, helping convince them that it was going to be Pas-de-Calais, not the Normandy beaches. And so that's where the Germans put most of their defenses originally, which increased the chances of success of D-Day. And that was because of these civilian volunteers in the French resistance who, many of them, as you say, died, were captured, tortured, killed because of their sacrifice, their voluntarily sacrificed.
You see, when you consider the full depth, as much as we can, you know, this side of heaven, the sacrifices, we say, of these people, these are stories yet to be told, Bruce.
Yep.
And with these stories, you appreciate, and you tell me, you know, you say, okay, what other country do you know of that people would do this for, Bruce?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely, Bill. That is, I mean, what we are, how many wars have we fought in which you can say, all right, the original point of getting involved in foreign wars, according to George Washington, was that it had to be a positive effect on national sovereignty, on our national security.
Right.
Now, you can say that World War II, all right, it was obvious that if Hitler won the war in Europe, he was going to turn against the United States. So us fighting over in Europe in World War II was clearly an issue of our national security. But there have been a number of, we are the world's policemen, Bill, and because of that, we sometimes get voluntarily involved in wars that really you can't pinpoint a national security issue. But because we feel that, you know, we need to expand freedom and liberty, we need to expand, you know, our freedom, the freedoms that we enjoy around the world. There are often times when we get involved in foreign policy that ends up with the loss of American lives, that you can't clearly point to a national security issue, but you can say, okay, it was a human rights issue, and therefore it is justified.
Right. Well, you know, think for a moment, Bruce, what it would have been like
I mean, we have no idea how close we were, you know, to losing the world and the Third Reich taking over. I mean, the technology that they had, Bruce, what you think about the power that they would have enforced around the world, an evil power.
Yeah.
That, you know, it shudders me. And at the same time, it causes me to thank God.
Yeah. Yo, absolutely. We were, I mean, and speaking of one thank God moment, the Battle of Britain. Had Britain lost that battle, all right, and if anyone other than Winston Churchill had been prime minister, then there's a very good chance that even if they hadn't lost the battle, they would have made a deal with Hitler in which they would have sat out the war. Or if they'd lost the battle, then they would have been conquered by Germany, which means we would not have been able to fight in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
The Great Britain, United Kingdom, was our aircraft carrier. They were the only free country against Nazi Germany, and therefore, if we were going to fight in World War II, we had to station our troops, our planes, our tanks, our military equipment somewhere in order to be effective to fight against the Nazis, and the only place was Great Britain. That was the only place we could have, and that was because Britain, number one, did not lose the Battle of Britain against Germany. Number two, Winston Churchill refused to make any kind of deal with Hitler.
You know, amazing when you consider these iconic figures, whether, you know, we're talking Winston Churchill, Margaret Thatcher, Ronald Reagan, you know, for a time specifically, you know, for that moment in history. And it is amazing how we have been blessed. And this idea, this American dream, you know, unique. I mean, these founding fathers, you know, coming together, Bruce, with a white sheet of paper and just said, okay. You know, how do we build a country here?
Yeah. Right, and also signing a document in which they became traitors to Great Britain, the Declaration of Independence. Everyone who signed that was a traitor to Great Britain. Had they lost the war, they all would have been hung.
Right, exactly. True treason.
Right.
True treason. And
that's
today,
right.
That word is being thrown about, I think, a bit recklessly. We need to be careful because the consequences of treason are severe, no doubt. Bruce Kaufman is our guest, and we will continue to talk a little bit about Memorial Day and also, you know, his latest highlight from the subscriptions that we enjoy when we hear from Bruce three times a week. Stay with us. More from Bruce Kaufman after this. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Aspen Dental. Nearly 150 million Americans didn't go to the dentist last year. Barriers like cost and lack of insurance can often prevent regular dental visits. This is especially challenging for many U.S. military veterans who are not eligible for dental benefits through the Veterans Administration unless they are 100% disabled, have a service-related mouth injury, or were a prisoner of war. Aspen Dental is working to close the gap for those veterans who have not previously been able to access dental care through its Healthy Mouth Movement. Dr. Anita Imadamani, Director of Clinical Support and Charitable Giving.
Since launching in 2014, the Healthy Mouth Movement has served over 22,000 veterans across the U.S. We're so proud to serve the men and women who have served our country.
On Saturday, June 8, 2019, more than 450 Aspen Dental offices will open their doors to provide free dental care to thousands of veterans. Veterans can call 1-844-277-3646 to find a participating office.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bruce Kaufman writes, our flag does not fly because the wind moves it. It flies with the last breath of each soldier who died protecting it. That great author, Anonymous. I love Anonymous. Absolutely brilliant. The ideas that come up. And Bruce Kaufman, thank you for sharing that with us.
My pleasure, Bill.
While we do this, this is from Bruce's quote of the week. Three times a week, you have an opportunity to connect with Bruce, and you need to subscribe to all three, subscription elements. And he's going to tell us about it right now. Bruce, how can people hear from you on a weekly basis?
Well, they can go to my website, which is historylessons.net, Bill. That's one word plural, historylessons.net. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, it says subscribe to Bruce's writings. You put in your first, last name, email address, and then you choose of the three offerings. On Monday, in an email, I send out my quote of the week that you just talked about. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, in an email, I send out my weekly newspaper column on American and world history, Bruce's History Lessons. And on Friday, in an email, I send out my Thinking Out Loud column, which is my take on modern-day politics, public policy, the kinds of things that you and I talk about. Mm-hmm. So check off one, two, three, whichever you're most interested in, and hit send, and I will respond with an email every Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, depending on which ones you choose, with those three offerings.
You'll want all three, ladies and gentlemen, so just check all three, all right? We'll just make it simple for you. Bruce, we honor our fallen today, Memorial Day. We remember them with the honor that is due them, and the Gold Star families. We're grateful for restaurants across the country that are offering discounts for veterans, those that have served in the military. You know, I hear that, and I want to put a shout-out to them, you know, grateful that they do that. But they also, and I'm sure maybe they do in some cases, should honor the Gold Star families, you know, as well on this one.
Absolutely.
Particularly
Absolutely.
For Memorial Day. I haven't seen that noted, maybe an oversight, and maybe they do on a local basis, but I would encourage them to do that. We're thankful for that. Also,
I think they do it on a local basis. We do it here in Alexandria, Virginia. Of course, we're right next to the national government, so that might be
weird. Exactly. Well, good. So we encourage them to do that. Also, I wanted to talk to you about Rolling Thunder. Was it 800,000 motorcyclists now?
800,000 came.
Wow.
That's the estimate. Last year it was right around 800,000. It started at 2,500. And it is this is the last Rolling Thunder in Washington, D.C., and one of the reasons is because the logistics of accommodating 800,000 bikers is a little bit tricky, and it is, has to be handled by people who volunteer for this. None of the people working on Rolling Thunder are paid for this. They're all volunteers for a cause, and that cause is what Rolling Thunder is all about is reminding our government to put increased pressure on the Vietnamese government to account for the fact that there are some 70,000 American soldiers unaccounted for. And if you look at the flags that most of the bikers have as they're crossing Memorial Bridge in front of the Lincoln Memorial, there are two flags. One says POW, the other says MIA. POW is prisoners of war. MIA is missing in action. There are some 70,000 Americans who have not been accounted for that have probably mostly fought in the Vietnam War. And that is what Rolling Thunder is all about, an annual reminder that we need to get at some kind of closure for the families of those soldiers. Are they dead? Fine. Then let us know so the families have closure. If they're not, help us bring them home. That's the whole point.
Well, and President Trump, with Kim Jong-un, were able to bring some remains from the Korean War.
Right.
And we were grateful for that. And, and I would think these many years past that we would be able to bring our soldiers, bring our family members home and to have closure. And get beyond this mystery. I mean, you talk about torment that the families have to deal with, Bruce.
Right.
Again, the weight of loss indescribable.
Right. Not knowing is worse than knowing.
Yes. Amen. Well, and then now what Rolling Thunder is going to do is go back to their own communities, and we're going to have Rolling Thunder in individual cities across the country, which is, I think, is going to be awesome, and I wish them well. I hope that they're able to maintain some momentum. I mean, 800,000, like you said, descending in one city like that. I mean, you just saw this mass of motorcycles there, and you're thinking, whoa, you know, because I've been in those kind of rallies before for varying events, and I always get nervous. That's why I always want to be in front or way behind. I don't want to be in the middle in case somebody goes down. Just saying.
No, absolutely. It is a long trek. It's a 3.5 mile. It's a 3.5 mile ride that takes about an hour and 20 minutes.
Right. And you say the logistics of these guys. I mean, you know, as you said, the guys are getting older. I mean, you know, 67 years old and, you know, traveling a couple thousand plus miles in order to get there. In some cases, I mean, bless their heart. I mean, they're doing the distance. They're not necessarily shipping their bikes and saying, okay, the last couple of miles, I'll do it. I mean,
right now, they're riding. No, they ride all the way. So, yeah, that's one of the reasons why it's ending in Washington, D.C., because most of those people are Vietnam vets. Mm-hmm. Vietnam vets now are in their late 60s, early 70s.
Right.
So it's really hard, even on an ultra glide Harley Davidson, which is really the luxury of all motorcycles, to ride 3,000-5,000 miles, and you're 69, 70 years old is a bit tricky. So the fact that is Rolling Thunder they have 90 branches around the country, and from now on they're going to have their Rolling Thunders in the areas surrounding those branches, that's just fine.
No, that's awesome, Bruce. On Friday, you released your column on Thinking Out Loud, that focused on the heartbeat bill. At least 19 anti-abortion states have approved heartbeat bills outlawing abortions once a baby's heartbeat is detected. With the contention, of course, we knew that there was going to be contention on this immediately, if not even before. I mean, you could actually say this is the reason why the pro-abortionists fought Kavanaugh so severely. But the fact of the matter is that it looks like the heartbeat bill's going to go to the Supreme Court.
That's the whole point, Bill. All right, in all of the states where the pro-lifers are doing this, so the pro-lifers and the pro-abortionists are now aware that the court has changed. The makeup of the Supreme Court has changed. We now have Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh on the court, who are two originalists, right, who believe that you rule on the language that's actually in the Constitution. And since there's absolutely no language in the Constitution regarding abortion, and there's absolutely no language in the Constitution that mentions a right of privacy that is so broad as to include abortion, the pro-lifers are now introducing all these bills in their states, getting them passed, signed by the governor, knowing that there's going to be lawsuits challenging them, knowing that they're going to go to the local courts, but hoping and actually expecting that at one point down the road, it'll go to the Supreme Court, and with the new makeup of the Supreme Court, there is that hope that Roe v. Wade will be overturned.
The other thing that's happening, Bruce, that I think that many people are overlooking is that science has caught up with reality here. You know, the ultrasound has been so revelatory in pulling back the shroud and the lies. The other thing that is very impactful is the experience of 46 years of abortion in this country, 61 million babies aborted.
Right.
Women who have almost said it's their exclusive right. You know, let's forget about men. Let's forget about the birds and the bees and how things happen. But men have no say. It's all about them, which I have an issue with, but that's another conversation for another day. But they claim reproductive rights, all belonging to them, irrespective of the child or the father unit
right.
that's involved.
Right.
And so all this is, you know, we bring this into the mix, experience. And the experience is, even if you just say, let's just talk to the woman. Tell me about your experience. How do you feel about your abortion today as opposed to when you had it? And this is what's happening, Bruce.
Yeah.
Women experientially are saying, wait a minute, you may have put the Good Housekeeping seal of approval of the red, white, and blue on this, but I can't sleep at night.
Yeah.
Women are committing suicide. I mean, the whole gamut, this safe, legal, and rare idea, not so rare, not so safe when you see ambulances departing from abortion clinics almost on a daily basis because of a botched abortion or some complication. You know, have we gotten to the point? And this is what I think. I think that the women, even just hearing their voices, are saying enough is enough.
Yep, absolutely. One of the Bill. So Alabama, the heartbeat bill passed so overwhelmingly that there had to have been a lot of women that agreed with that, or you never would have had the House of Representatives and the Senate in Alabama. In Alabama, the House voted 74-3 to pass this heartbeat bill, and in the Senate, 25-7. So there had to be, there had to be support by thousands of women as well. And as you say, that's because a lot of women are having second thoughts about this. You and I talked about the wonderful movie Unplanned.
Yes.
About that woman who worked, she was the head of a chapter of
Abby
Johnson, until she was asked to assist in an abortion, and she's looking at the ultrasound, and she's seeing this little baby fighting for its life until it actually loses that fight, and it changes her life.
Yes.
It absolutely changes her understanding that this is actually a human being. This is a child. This is a face. This little baby has fingers.
Yes.
It has toenails. It has fingernails. It's got a heart. It's got a face. This is not a blob of tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really, I mean, that I think I'm hoping that's where we're headed in terms of, you know, as you say, what ultrasound has done, what science has done in terms of us better understanding how this is a real life inside that womb.
You know, here recently, Focus on the Family, speaking of Abby Johnson, did a big event in New York. They were there in Times Square. They tried to get the billboards there to be able to project a sonogram, their ultrasound, on the big screen. And, of course, it ain't going to happen. They blocked them from doing that. But they had some other screens they brought in and were able to do this. And they actually did an ultrasound on Abby's eighth child. I'm not sure if she's delivered the eighth child yet, but she was pregnant there, and you saw her baby on the big screens there, alive in New York. So quite the testimony, to say the least. Bruce, we got to leave it there. As always, appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us as we continue to remember and honor Memorial Day.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most